Eso.
Hello.
Hey, sorry about that. I got hammered. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So let's go over a few options. So see. Okay. And by the way, I'm not sure if you're aware of this. Do you know what a paydex is?
Hey, Dex.
Yeah, do you know what D&B is?
No.
So D&B is
Oh.
Dun and Bradstreet's.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with the idea of people having to pay to get their credit score, but one of the things is I just want you to be aware, and I'm not trying to like throw anything at you. On your paydex, a lot of the some of the people that you do business with, they don't tell us who the people are, the vendors. They don't tell us at all. But some of the they're claiming like they say, well, what are the terms? And are people paying on time? And on some of the terms for you, they're saying that you're paying late or not within terms, which is completely normal for businesses. There's very few customers I've run across, but that never have had any late pays or slow pays. But does that sound accurate to you or no?
I've never gone over 30
Okay.
with anything.
Okay. I would reach out to some of the people you work with and ask them how they report. It's nothing that's gonna like change your world, but I'd suggest doing it. So when you have a chance, so let's kind of talk about your transaction. So what you want to find out is, can Weed release any money prior to shipment? Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. It's ready to ship, so they need the balance. So I'm gonna have to send them the balance.
And you're 8 weeks out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. On this program that I have you approved for, I can't let them. They won't. I can beat them up, but they won't release any money. I have two ideas. I can try to get another program approved, which give me a day and I can figure out if I can do that. It's very hard, though, I'll tell you, to release money prior to delivery with these out-of-country vendors. The other option that I can do is this. My whole fear is this whole UCC search and having you having a nasty situation. You got approved last time for a 12-month program through a lending partner we work with who doesn't file a UCC unless you default. Can you hear me? Whoa.
Yeah.
What is going
Yeah.
on here? Hold on. My phone's going crazy. Give me one second. All right, there we go. Sorry. So there is one other lender that we work with that they gave you a 12-month program without a UCC. They might go out to 18 months. And just to kind of rehash, the whole issue with the UCC is there's a lien placed on the file by the lender to protect their interest. And the whole concern that I have is if you get a loan with a UCC, no matter how good that term is, and that lender does, for some reason, some bad blood happens, I ran into someone the wrong day. 99% of the time, they'll say, "Hey, look, it's a piece of equipment. We'll subordinate on it. We don't need it as part of our filing." But you run into the wrong person the wrong day, that could always be an issue. So I prefer, with your situation, especially with reimbursements, to do a no UCC if working capital comes in. So I guess the first step to make sure is this: do you, if you can get something that's 18 months that doesn't involve any of these UCCs for working capital to get you cash, is that something that interests you, or is it just too short term?
I don't think that I want to go that route.
Okay. Okay. No worries. Then what I can do is this. I can sniff around and see if there's another program for one of these reimbursements that can release any more money because you're advancing funds, which I can understand. That's the whole argument. Can you give me about 24 hours and I can get back to you tomorrow?
Yes.
You keep on giving me some tricky files, man.
Mm-hmm. It's not a huge deal anyway, you know. But
I like to work hard for my customers, and these are some unique situations. But what I was telling you the other day is, yeah, this working capital industry is out of control. It's out of control.
Yeah.
You're there's some people that are using the money very responsibly and some people that have just gone nuts. So we will see.
we're headed for an, it's like the whole real estate thing going out of control in 07.
I don't think it's the same.
No.
You have to understand, Josh, so you are a very reasonable, you think through everything, okay? So you actually will put a pen to paper, you'll think about your options, and you'll think, hey, look, does this work for my business? You ask yourself that question. That's not me kissing your butt. I know your kind of personality. You think through things because, especially right. when you're talking about a lot of money, you went through the nastiness of the recession. You understand it. But the whole issue that we have right now is we have a lot of customers that not only are they borrowing money at an unprecedented clip, like here's a typical customer that I have to kind of just pump the brakes on. Hey, man, I've got five offers from five people, and I got referred to you, so obviously you know what you're doing, but I got five offers, and you better beat my rate. And then I ask the customer, I say, have you even thought about why you're borrowing this money? And they go, oh, well, I just want the best rate. I go, but have you thought about why you're actually borrowing this money? And so what you have right now is you have a demand from customers to keep on borrowing money, and they're not slowing down. You know, I'm sure you get a million phone calls a day, right? You get a lot.
Maybe. I don't answer calls that I don't know who they are.
No, but I'm saying, no, I'm just saying in terms of your business. You got a lot, you're constantly busy.
Yeah.
That's the life of a business owner. You're constantly overwhelmed. You know, you go on a hotel, you go on a trip and you're working from the hotel. That's how it is. The issue in our industry is that you have not only a crazy supply of money, you also have a crazy demand of money. You also have a crazy supply of money. And so one of the big challenges is that a lot of customers are, yes, they're getting over-leveraged. And there are a lot of business owners who are effectively running their businesses off of loans, which is scary, because a lot of people, they're not actually sitting down and actually making a plan. They're plugging holes. And yeah, there's some real issues. So I think it's not the same thing as the real estate market, but it's very equivalent to someone who's buying a house and they're going to five different real estate companies, and you're not an aggressive person. You understand a lot of business owners are super aggressive, right?
Right.
They're rude.
Yeah.
They're rude. They will only call you when they need you. They're very aggressive. And so they beat the crap out of these sales reps. And so the sales rep goes, well, okay, I'll beat your rate. I'll give you 1% off. And the whole big issue is that a payment of $10 is not saving anyone. But it's, yes, in my opinion, a lot of the people who are actually in the industry are leaving because they're all calling the same customer and they're not adding anything of value. So, but yeah, it's very interesting to see kind of the saturation in it. But the same saturation happened in the stone industry in, you know, 2005 and 2006.
Right.
The same saturation is a guy who said, hey, you know what? I'm working for this guy, this contractor. I'm getting paid X commission. Why don't I just start my own business and start selling? And that all works until everyone's doing the same thing. So, so you're on an 8-week lead time. How much have you already paid this guy?
20,
and then what's the total going to be?
It's going to be another 40.
Oh, so you're at 60.
I'm sorry. It's going to be another 20.
Okay, you're at 40.
Total,
okay.
Total of 40, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me see what I can find out, and give me about 24 hours, and I'll be calling at you tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.